USA News Update. The United States is building up its military presence in the Philippines amid escalating tensions between China and Taiwan. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Thursday that Ferdinand Marcos Jr. has agreed to allow American military troops to be stationed at several bases on the Philippine Islands to expand its presence in the region. On Wednesday, the Federal Reserve bumped up its short-term interest rates by a quarter percentage point and signaled it was ready to do so again at its meeting in March. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell.
Despite the slowdown in growth, the labor market remains extremely tight, with the unemployment rate at a 50-year low, job vacancies still very high, and wage growth elevated.
Ice storm warnings are in effect for 12 million people across large portions of Texas, including the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area, western Tennessee, northern Mississippi, and much of Arkansas. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.